All right, we are on the air. So thank you for tuning in to our Motivational Monday Enlightenment. It is 6:46. Oh, it just turned to 6:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are on the East Coast, it is a little bit cold out here and there is snow. So we are on a snowy schedule. Trying to get everything together before I do the show. So with that being said, we will not be on long today because the commute will probably be kind of bad. A lot of people don't know how to drive in snow. I am one of them, but I like to, take my time. I am from the West Coast, so it's like snow. What's that? What is that white stuff? So anyway, today, what are we going to talk about? Well, first of all, it's Monday. It's cold. Nobody wants to get out of bed and go into work unless you love what you do. You found your purpose. That's awesome. You get out of bed every day and sing and skip and, do all that great stuff. But for those of us that, are just kind of hanging in there for now, it's pretty hard. So today, what are we going to talk about? Should we care what others think of you? Short answer, no. We shouldn't care at all. But why do we do it? Well, I know growing up, it was like a really, huge thing to care what your friends and what your family thought, because you have to, try to live up to their expectations. And, you just kind of forget about yourself and you just kind of try to live up to your family and friends' expectations, and you really cared what they thought, even if it wasn't the best. So, number one, why do we do it? Why do we do it? Well, I just said it, because we want to live up to other people's expectations. But you want to please others, like I said, in your family and the people at your job. A lot of people, they have to do a lot of things to keep their job. So they have to try to please that boss, that supervisor, those other coworkers, so that they can keep their job, which is never good. Because eventually, like I've said before, you will break. You want people to like you more. So if you care what they think, like, oh my goodness, I don't want them to see me in a bad light. I want them to like me. I want them to love me. I want to fit in. I want to, be that person that they can go to and just be that in person. Like, no, you should not care what others think, so you can try to change yourself so that they can like you better. If they don't like you for who you are, then you don't need to be around them. Another thing is you want to fit in, and you take all of their criticism like it's a spoken word, like it's their Bible, like you believe everything. And trying to fit in when you know you're different is very difficult. We have all been given special gifts by our Creator, and a lot of us are not meant to fit in, with other people. I'm not saying, you just go out there and streak and run around naked, but you shouldn't listen to others to do what they say so that you can fit in. Okay, my son is crawling on the floor right now. Get me stuff. Yes, I'm a mommy that does it all. Let's go. Get your stuff. Yes, so you shouldn't do that to try to fit in. I see so many teenagers that care what people say, and they act a certain way. Then they become disrespectful. Then, you know, if you ask them to do something because they want to fit in and they care what their friends say. But guess what? When something goes down, those people that you are trying to listen to what they say, they won't be there for you. Let's see. We think that they will not approve of us. So, again, we have to follow the crowd. So what do? We care what people say. I have family members that that go to the casino. They're in the church now. They go to the casino, and they wear disguises because they care what people say. And they don't want anybody to know that they're at the casino. You know who you are. You know who I'm talking about. You know, because they are afraid that those people will, you know, say something bad about them. Like, you shouldn't have to do that. Be who you are. If you like to go there, and if you think that, you know, you're gambling or whatever, if you're having fun, then go ahead and do it. Be yourself. Nobody cares. And that's my next thing. The people don't care about you nearly as much as you care about them, what they think, because you have to follow, you know, your dreams, follow yourself. You don't care about what people think of you all the time. If they're trying to give you good advice, then that's fine. But otherwise, no. You need to move on. And if you have, again, if you have to try to fit in, and you're trying to care what they think and you're trying to fit in, it's just not good. So leave those people alone. Leave them alone. They will do nothing but cause you trouble. Put your gray shirt on, the long sleeve. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm back. But don't care what they think. Don't allow those people to try to change how you feel with what you want to do. If you don't conform and you speak up for yourself, then that's awesome. That's great. Don't let them, you know, tell you that bad things are going to happen to you if you speak up for yourself and do things, because that's just ridiculous. Don't care what those people have to say at all. Leave them alone. So my next one is, how do we move past? And we're moving pretty good, people. I've been on for like 8 minutes and I'm almost finished because, you know, you have to go out and drive in the snow. But how to move past? Remember, if those people love you, they won't judge you and they'll accept you for who you are. You don't have to change for anyone. If they are constantly telling you negative things and you're, you know, you're trying to please them, it will drive you crazy. Walk away. Walk away. The negative comments, someone that they make about you, remember that it's not about you. It's really about themselves, because they're the ones that are truly unhappy. And I never understood that saying when they're like, misery loves company, because those people are so hurt and in pain and so miserable until they want to make others feel that way too. I never, ever, ever, ever understood that until like maybe 2 years ago. Like, you know, I've always heard it. Oh, misery loves company, but that is really true. That is really true. And next thing is, be true to yourself. Don't deny yourself anything. I'm not saying just go out there and, you know, just be hedonistic and all that stuff. You can do that if you go to Jamaica. But anyway, just be true to yourself. Don't let the thoughts of others stop you from what you really want to do. So if you want to be, you know, a ballerina, whatever, a jazz dancer, a saxophonist, whatever, be true to yourself and do it. You know, sometimes you just have to step out and do you. My next one, my favorite one, is you only get one life to live. So don't live it for other people. Live it for yourself. If you have a family of your own and children, you have to set an example. But if you're always that person that's always listening to others, your children will see that too. And you don't want them to grow up like that. And you want to be that good, strong role model for them and let them know that it's okay to stand up for yourself and don't care what people think. Don't be outrageous, but, you know, just do yourself because you only get one life. Leave those negative people alone. You have to leave them alone. If they are in your life causing havoc, I mean, it's not going to get better. You have to go. You have to leave. Because if you will continue to listen to them, then you'll eventually believe it. You'll believe all the negative things, like I talked about last week. So you have to leave them alone. Know that everyone is not going to like you, no matter how sweet, how kind, how sexy, how awesome you are. They're not going to like you. Everyone, you cannot please everyone. If you try to listen to everyone, it will drive you crazy. Everyone is not going to like you. Accept that. Just do yourself, no matter what. If you're an awesome brown color, if you're an awesome white color, if you're an awesome purple color, if you're an awesome green color, whatever. They're not going to like you for whatever their reason is, whatever their hang-up is in themselves. And there's nothing that you can do about it. So just remember that. You have to move on. You can't hang on to that and try to wonder why, what's going on. I did everything they said. Some people just won't like you, and it's not your fault. It's theirs. So the last one is, please know that life is better when you're not so concerned about how others think and feel about you, and don't let how they think and feel about you change the decisions that you're going to make, change your actions, change your choices, because you know what you want to do. You know what you have to do. So don't let their thoughts change what you truly want to do. If you want to go out on your own, and if you want to be a doctor, be a doctor. If you want to be a teacher, we'll talk about that, being a teacher, because, oh my gosh. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But if that's what you want to do, then do it. Don't let anyone's thoughts change what you want to do with your life, because you only get one life to live. I think I heard someone say we only have a one-way ticket in and a one-way ticket out. Well, actually, we could go out many different ways, but coming in, you know, it's only one way, so you have to live it to the fullest. Do what makes you happy, because if we consume ourselves with listening to others and caring about what they say, we'll never live. We will never, ever, ever live, and it's just not going to be good at all. Well, it is like 7 o'clock, and I've been talking for about 13 minutes. This is a super, super, super short show. But anyway, you know, I like to go over everything again, just in case, you know, you're just tuning in. So should we care what others think or say or think of you? No. Short answer, no. You don't want to please anybody else. The only person you want to please is yourself. You don't want people to like you. I mean, you want to be friendly or whatever, but you don't follow everyone and conform because you think that's going to make them like you. That will just drive you crazy. You don't want to fit in. I mean, just be yourself. If they can't accept you for who you are, then maybe you shouldn't be there. Everyone should accept you for who you are. You shouldn't have to change yourself. You know, of course, we can be presentable. We can be ourselves. I mean, how we speak to our friends is different how we speak at work, or different how we speak to someone that's like a prime minister or something. But you know, but still, we are ourselves. You don't have to put on this facade for other people because you want to fit in. If you feel uncomfortable doing that, if you feel like you're losing yourself, then it might not be best for you to be there, because you have to be yourself. And don't take everything that they say like it's a spoken word. You know, like some things, if they are truly there for you, and they might say, well, you know, hey, why don't you try this next time, and give you a suggestion and offer to help you, then maybe, okay, maybe we can talk. But if they're just constantly criticizing you, then no, that's not what you want. You do not want that. Don't always try to work for their approval. If you're doing the best you can and you know it's good, then do it. If you need help with something, then, you know, always ask for help, of course. But don't try to just keep working and working for someone else's approval. And I think that's where we kind of mess up, because we're caring so much what others think that we're trying to win their approval. And the only person that you need to prove something to is yourself, okay? Try not to follow the crowd. You know, we used to say this growing up, well, if all of your friends jump off a cliff, would you do it too? Like, of course not, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, just try not to follow the crowd. Do yourself. You only have one life. Do yourself. because, I mean, you're depriving yourself of all the wonderful abilities that you can share with others. Don't follow the crowd. And remember, those people that are putting you down, they don't even think about you at night. You think about everything that they said to you, and whether it be, you know, your parent, your anybody in your family, you think about that and it torments you. And it's not fair to you, because you're thinking about what they have said about you to you. And I can guarantee that those people, that same person that said all those cruel things, they sleep like babies at night. And they think nothing of it. Because you know why? They're miserable. And they've already put their pain on you. So they're good now. Like, yeah, how do you like that? So no, don't even give them a thought. I always hear, don't give them free rent in your head. If that makes sense, like, don't even, you know, allow them to stay on your mind. It's hard, but remember, they are the ones that are truly unhappy. Unless they are there to honestly help you and they're for you, then maybe we can talk. But if they are just constantly giving it back to you and telling you horrible things, no, you need to walk. So remember, move past this. Be true to yourself, okay? Everyone, be true to yourself. We only have one life. You only get one chance. We're not cats. We don't have nine lives. I don't even think they really have nine lives. I don't even know where that came from, but we'll look that up on a different day. But anyway, it's 7:05 Eastern Standard Time. To everybody all over the world, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good morning again. Yes. Anyway, it's Monday. It's another manic Monday, but that was a little bit of motivational Monday enlightenment that I'd like to share with you. So I will see you again next Monday, which is the, what is next Monday? The 23rd. Yes. And I do have a birthday coming up. Yes, I do. Christmas Eve, so don't forget, send me out a happy birthday. But anyway, you can reach me on many, many, many different platforms. So you know what? go to my website, positiveecs.com, and you can find everything there. I have newsletters for winter and fall. And if you guys are ever in the DC area, holler. All right. So thank you for listening. And I will speak with you next Monday. Bye-bye.